Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blessings of life, the privilege of being part of the living. Lord, we pray that your will be done this morning. May we not be the same because we came. Holy Spirit of God, have your way in Jesus' mighty name. And all the saints shall shout and say, Amen. Hallelujah. Please be seated in heavenly places. Wow. Are there mothers sitting at the back because of the babies? Oh, you can come closer. I think it will do. Okay. So I want to share something very important with you that will bless your life, that will change your life, and your life will become pointed. Amen. Fantastic. Is this the first service?
Oh, yes.
Okay, we are about to change levels. Hallelujah. Yeah, so I need every one of us to be a worker in this church, in this service. Amen. Yeah, so from today, you are not permitted to come alone. Anytime you are coming, come with somebody. Hallelujah. Good. So this morning, I'm sharing with you the master seed kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody the master seed kingdom of God. Turn your Bibles with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter 13. Is Matthew in your Bible? Matthew chapter 13. You know how I learned this scripture is 13:31. So anytime you are looking for the master seed story, 13:31. Can you see it? Can you see it? Yeah, so never forget it. Okay? So let's start reading 13:31. You will never forget that if you are looking for the master seed parable, where is it? Matthew, 13:31. So can we read it together? One, go. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Hallelujah. So then he put another parable speaking unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a leaven. Are you there? Which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Are you there? The leaven also, even if you put a little yeast, it can cause a dough to agitate and become big. But this morning, I want to share with you the master seed kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus told a parable and he said that the kingdom of God is like a master seed. You know, a master seed, it's like a grain of sand. If you go out there and you take, not gravel, the sea sand, like, do you understand? Very small. Very small. It's smaller than sesame seeds. You see, when you go to the shop, Woolworth and other places, you see the rolls, the bread rolls, some of them have sesame seed on it. Sesame is very big. Mustard seed, I mean, if you grind the sesame seed, you can, part of it will be the mustard. Very small. Do you understand? It is very, very small, very tiny. And the Bible says that is how the kingdom of God is. It's like a mustard seed, which is the least of all the what, seeds. But when it is grown, the same seed becomes the greatest among herbs. And it becomes a tree so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Hallelujah. So God was, Jesus was telling us that the kingdom of God is not as many people imagine. Nothing starts big in the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom that small things are important. This is the kingdom that little things are the most great things. Hallelujah. In this kingdom, the least is the greatest. The way up is the way down. In this kingdom, the greatest is the servant. Can you believe it? That's what Jesus said. So you need to understand that in the kingdom of God, in the scale of things, when God is doing something, it's different from how the world, okay? Because the world is the kingdom of darkness. But in this kingdom, little things are important. Little sermon. Do you understand? You come to church, little talk, little advice, little input. And so you'll be surprised. That little prayer, hallelujah. When you despise the little things in this kingdom, you will not do well. When you don't take notice of the little things in this kingdom, you are bypassing a great opportunity, a great provision, a great anointing. Nothing starts big in this kingdom. Hallelujah. Are you here? Yeah, the greatest of the things in this kingdom starts very small. Hallelujah. By your ability to acknowledge and to respect it. A great profession, a great anointing does not start great. It begins with a little quiet time. There's the kingdom of God, that a little word of God, a little prayer, a little book, a little advice, a little suggestion, a little, everything that is little in this kingdom has a potential and has a tendency to become the greatest. Hallelujah. Amen. Even little, you may not know how to pray. How many can pray for 15 hours? How many can pray for 10 hours, 7 hours? But I'm telling you, if all you can do is to pray, I mean, even for 1 minute or 2 minutes, begin the small prayer. Hallelujah. It's the beginning of something greater that is coming. Amen. Jesus raised the dead with little prayer. Lazarus, come forth. I think there is not even 10 words. Lazarus, what? Come forth. How many words? 3 words. And a whole. Can you see in this kingdom, little things are even big. Hallelujah. He gave thanks. Little bread and fish was able to do so much. Are you here? But sometimes a kingdom, while the economy is, how people see, how banks operate, how many people don't respect the rules and how things are done in this kingdom. Hallelujah. And I came this morning to encourage you, somebody, that don't despise the little things in this kingdom. In Job chapter 8, verse number 7, the Bible says, who has despised the day of small beginning? Job 8, 7 says, though thy beginning, was small, thy latter end shall greatly increase. So your beginning must not be big in order to be big. Even some of us over here, if you find out from your mother, you will be surprised that you were born premature baby. You were born small, but now you are big. Hallelujah. Yeah. So in this kingdom, little things are important. Little things are going to change your life. Hallelujah. And like Jesus said, the seed, the little things, it's like the beginning of something great that is to come. Amen. It's the beginning of your profession. It's the beginning of your anointing, your ministry. It's the beginning of something great. But it doesn't start big. All you may be asked to do
Okay, it's to wife. Like somebody who goes to learn a trade, or somebody who goes to be an apprentice to become a mechanic or a bricklayer. You want to lay bricks, but they may give you a broom to sweep. You want to know how to fit cars, but they may give you a duster to wipe something. It has nothing to do with what you want to learn. Are you here? Yeah, you want to be an anointed man of God. And they say, read your Bible, have your quiet time. It doesn't really connect. Hallelujah. But even look at how you became able to read. Do you remember for more than 4 years, you were trying to write ABC? How long did it take? But you see, your ability to read, pronounce words, and have big vocabulary. And it did not start like that. It began by, some of us, it took time for us to recognize a difference between B and D. How many had that problem? Yeah. 9 and P. When you are writing P, you write 9. When you are writing 9, you write P. Hey! Some of us, when they ask us to write S, we write 2. 3 and E was a problem. Do you understand? Then we came to, F and T. Hey! So many confusion. Do you understand? But today, you can read as though you were born reading. By your ability to read and the potential you have now and the great, ability you have to read big books did not begin like that. It began by doing two-letter words. You add A to any letter. Is that not it? A behind B, ba, then A behind D, or behind C, ba, ka, da, like that. Then you started sounding just a letter. A, B, D, K. It looked like, where are you going? Oh, you have, then, you see, as you are doing A, B, A for what? A, apples. B for what? Bananas. Your teacher likes food. My teacher said B for books. So, C for what? Okay. And D for dog. Okay, your teacher had the pet. But listen to me. Is it as you were doing A for apple, B for book, or B for banana, C for cat, D for... Somebody was reading. And when you see the person reading and you cannot read and you are doing A for apple, you tell yourself, when am I going to get to... Be honest, you can easily be discouraged. How many understand what I'm talking about? You can easily think that, you know what, the people who know how to read, they have already gone ahead, they already know how to read. No, this is the reason many people don't start. Because they see the smallness of where they are, the smallness of what they are doing, the littleness of where they are and what they have to do, and where people have reached, and they give up. But I can tell you that there are people, look, even my children, I gave birth to them. I started reading long before I even saw their mother. I finished my school, started working before I gave birth to them. Now they can read better than me. Sometimes I pronounce it and they say that this word, the actual pronunciation. Meanwhile, I was the one teaching them. What a shock. How many understand what I'm talking about? You will catch up and you will search forward and you overtake. Don't despise the day of little beginning. Hallelujah. Your beginning may be small, but your latter end shall greatly increase. Say amen. I see your latter end greatly increase. I see your latter end greatly increase. So in this kingdom, you need to respect little things. Jesus said, the greatest in the kingdom is the least. Hallelujah. Amen. The servant, I thought they would say that the greatest in the kingdom are the kings. He said, no. The day that they were arguing that who will be the greatest, he said, the one who served. The servants. So if you want to be great, the least is great. Hallelujah. Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. Hallelujah. Let the poor say, I am rich. It's like the opposite of what you are looking for. Because the in the darkness, to have, you need to save, you need to power, you need to hold. But in this kingdom, to have, you need to give. Give, Anisha. It's like this are opposite in this kingdom. Are you here? Turn your Bibles with me to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5, quickly. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Tell somebody, the master seed kingdom of God. Revelation chapter 5. I'm reading from verse number 1, quickly. Is it there in your Bible? John spoke, he said, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, a book written in, and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals, okay? And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? Verse 3. And no man in heaven, are you there? Nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereupon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. Okay, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, okay, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which is the 7 eyes. But look at the verse number 2. Is that? Okay. Is that what I'm looking for? The strong angel that had, go to chapter 10 verse, check for me. He had a little book in his hand. A strong angel. The angel was so big, so strong. An angel that can put one of the 10 verse 2. Okay. Let's start from verse number 1. You know, in all this, don't forget, Revelation chapter 5 and chapter 10. There's angel there having a book. The 5, there's one on the throne holding a book. And the chapter 10, the angel is holding a little book. That's how you remember. Do you understand? Okay. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Verse number 2. And he had in his hand what? A little what? What did the angel have? A little book. And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot upon the earth. You just think about even where we are in Parklands. Okay, Bloberg. Where the sea? Where is the sea? Bloberg Strand. Is that not it? Which kind of being can put one of his leg in the sea and the other leg is not on the shore? The other leg is, yeah, even if it's on the, what do you call it, the beach road, then the person's leg must be big. I don't know. Can you imagine? One of the leg is in the sea and the other one is on the road. This is how big. Do you understand? So you may think that such a big angel, when he's coming, he's bringing ammunition or what, or something big. Bible says he was holding what? A little book. How can a big angel bring in this kingdom little things? Do you understand? And when you go further, let's read further. Bible says, and he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth, and when he had cried, 7 tenders uttered their voices. And when the seven tenders had uttered their voices, I was about to write,
And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up these things which the seven tenders altered, and write them not. Verse number 5. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven. Okay? And swear. And it continues. But when you go further, go to verse number 9. And I went to the angel, and the angel told him, you should come and take this. He said, and I went to the angel and said unto me, give me the little book. The description of the book is what? Give me what? A little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it. Eat it up. And it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in your mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book. Say a little book. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. The next one. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before what? Many. Look, in order for you to prophesy before many people, you need a little book. A little reading. Hallelujah. A little reading, a little quiet time, a little prayer, a little Bible study will bring you before. A little book is going to cause you to become a prophet. You see, you are not a prophet or a prophetess because you have not read a little book. The little book that John read is going to make him prophesy before many what? People, many peoples, and what? Nations. He will be traveling. I'm prophesying over somebody. When you respect the little things in this kingdom, you will stand before many people. You will be traveling from nation to nation. I see you in Asia. I see you in Europe. You'll be in America, in Africa, in all the places. You'll be going. Why? Because you have eaten a little book. But many people who don't take the little things in this kingdom, they don't become anything. You have a little voice. Use it. You have a little skill, you can dance. Use it. A little something, what is it that you can? It looks very small, but in this kingdom, the little things are the things that become great and become extraordinary. Hallelujah. Because God never starts anything with any big thing. It starts small. Hallelujah. Even Jesus was born a baby. Even God himself, when he became a man, he was born a little baby, helpless. Can you believe that Jesus, God became a man, helpless. He had to be helped by his mother. Human beings were now helping. That is how the kingdom is. It's like nothing, but it's something. Hallelujah. I see you becoming a prophet. Can you see? Say you must prophesy. How many would like to prophesy? Ah, I see you reading a little book every morning. Every morning, a little time, a little prayer, a little Bible study. A little discussion, a little reading, a little quiet time is going to make you a prophet. Hallelujah. Amen. Have a little Bible and always be reading. A little verse. If you can have a verse a day, one verse a day, I'm telling you, become great. If you can memorize or read and understand a verse a day, in a year, you have 365 verses. You're already a prophet. How many people even have 10 verses? Many people, so little verse a day. Tell somebody, a little word of God a day. A verse a day. Ask the person, can we start a verse a day? When I see you, tell me the verse you read today. Don't read a paragraph. Don't read a whole chapter. Don't read the whole book. If you can read just a verse, how many things that we can do? A little word of God. Hallelujah. Just one verse. Don't read more than one verse. Every day, just read. Even go and wait on God. Just say your little prayer. Kneel down and say your little prayer. Lord, I commit myself unto your hand. I thank you for a blessed day. As I go out, I commit myself, my going out, my coming in. Deliver me from evil. Lead me not into temptation. Let your will be done today. I pray that you give me this day my daily bread. Hey, Lord, help me. to do your will today in Jesus' name. A little prayer. Oh, it will make a difference. Hallelujah. I say it will make a difference. I say it will make a difference. A little prayer, a little word of God. You are becoming a prophet. And you are standing before many people. And you are moving from nation to nations. And not only that, but what? You stand before many people, many nations, and many tongues. When you preach, people will be interpreting now. You will be talking to people who don't speak your language. Others have to. By reading a little book. And not only that, but also you stand before what? Kings. By reading a big book. A mighty book. Why? What are you going to read? The little book is going to bring you, is going to make you prophet first. And I know that some of you want to prophesy. Are you there? I'm showing you the key. The key is reading a little verse, a little Bible, a little prayer, a little discussion, a little. Are you there? And you will stand before many people. You stand before many nations. You will be traveling many nations, many tongues. French people will be hearing you. Afrikaans people will be hearing you. English people will be hearing you. Xhosa people will be hearing you. Zulu people want you to speak to them. Venda people will hear you. Yeah, Zimbabweans will want you. Shona speaking people. In the belly speaking people, different people, they all want to hear you. Many thanks. But if you have not read the little book, it's not going to work. And kings, can you believe it? You'll be taking pictures with kings because you've read a little book. Hallelujah. That's why, can you see? Can you see? This is a little book. Can you see a little book? Our prophet's book. This is beauty. We have many of such book, little book, but it does wonders. That's miracle. If you can just read, have a little quiet time, a little prayer. Hallelujah. Yeah. And a little seed. A little seed. Sometimes you are coming to give an offering. You don't have 10,000. You don't have 5,000. All you have is your little coin. Don't despise it. Jesus spoke about the widow who gave a mite, the widow's mite. He said she has given more than all the rest. Hallelujah. Are you here, somebody? I see you not despising small beginning. I see you taking interest in small things. Hallelujah. Do you have a small voice, a small gift, a small talent? Begin to use it. Hallelujah. The people who are singing, the people who are preaching, they did not start like that. They had a lesser gift that they did not even notice that it can become something. But as they kept using it, that is what has brought them to where they are. And I prophesy that as you use that little gift, as you do that little reading, little quiet time, little prayer, little Bible study, little seeding, you'll be, before you notice, you have become fantastically rich and prosperous because you are sowing little seeds. May the Lord bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stand to your feet and let's go. As we close, if you are here, you are not born again, close your eyes with me. You want to pray and say, Lord, I accept you. You want to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It's a little prayer, but it will change your life. You want to be born again. You want to give your life to Jesus. If this is what you are saying, will you please lift your right hand and I'll pray with you. Is there anybody here like that? You want to be born again? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this great privilege and opportunity to be in your house. We receive your word and we pray that our change will appear as we take interest in the little things in this kingdom. May we become even who you have ordained and called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.